A salary is the drug they give you when they want you to forget about your dreams, because it's very easy to stay in that world where somebody is mitigating your risk. You just have to perform certain tasks, do them well for a third of your day, and they will feed you a salary.
It's the one and only Africa Allah, and you are now tuned into Being Africa Allah as I return for 2024. Wow. So we are in the middle of the season, and I took an abrupt 90-day, I guess, sabbatical, if you like to say. My entire life has changed dramatically since the last time we spoke. And here with me today is my betrothed, Mr. McSwain, aka DJ Trill. This is my better half. Yes, I know. Nobody would believe that the one and only has committed to someone for the rest of her life. Anyway, Mr. McSwain, talk to me. So it's been a little less than 90 days.
Yep.
Tell me, how has this transition been? You know, going from a single person to a married man.
It's been kind of difficult, but enjoyable and joyful. Trying to get used to having that significant other.
Okay. Well, tell me some of the challenges you've had in your matrimony.
For me, I'm always used to buying one and everything. Now I got to sit here and think about two.
Yes, that is. You know, I thought about that the other day when I was in a food store, and I was like, you know, I went to go buy something that I truly enjoy, and I was like, well, I gotta get two, because even if you don't like it, you know, I gotta get two, because it would be wrong for me to have one, and then I definitely don't want to share.
I know that for a fact, because I just thought about that this morning, going in, really leaving mama house, coming back home, and going to the store, looking, like, grabbing a pack of cookies, grabbing a soda, like, hold up. I know I got, let me put this stuff back, because I can't get the second one, so this got to go back.
Right. Simple things like that. Also, just having to check in. That's new for me. Usually, I'm traveling, I'm working, and if a second job comes up, I'll just be like, all right, just extend my trip. Now I gotta think, you know, I'll be back. I can't just stay here until the next event. You know, things like that. I wanted to, in November, my sister had her birthday and her husband was unable to attend the cruise because of circumstances beyond his control. And since I had happened to be in South Florida, I kind of volunteered to go with her. And, you know, I got on the cruise ship, and I inquired about the position as a DJ. And they said, you know, it's a 4-month contract, and you can renegotiate your contract after you've done your 3.5 months. And I was definitely thinking about it, because I was like, yeah, 4 months at sea, traveling around the world, stacking my dough. But then I was like, I can't really leave my husband for 4 months. I mean, to just get him, you know what I mean? And I come home, he might be with someone else.
Well, nah, none of that. None of that.
So, we're both mature. We're not going to say the ages. We're both mature.
Right.
And how has this transition at this late stage in your life, do you think that you're better equipped for this transition than you would have been in your early 20s?
Yep. Very awesome. Much. Early 20s, I probably would have flew off the hinges at silliness. Now I got to be mindful how I say things, what I say. And even if you get mad, though, walk away for a second, count to 10, woo-saw, and then come back and try to talk about it.
So you feel that your communication skills are better at this age than it would have been in your early 20s or 30s?
A little bit better.
Okay.
A little bit better. I'm not fully there yet.
Right. What are your expectations for marriage? Like, you stepped into this, and you said, I do. What do you expect out of marriage, and why?
Good question. That's a good question. I guess, trying to figure things out together instead of by ourselves and loving each other to the utmost.
That's the expectation?
That's my expectation. What's yours?
Really and truly, I dove headfirst into this without any real expectations. I just, I expect us to work through things together. I am not used to having someone else look out for me or defend me. Usually I have to fight my own battles, so I'm very much like, yo, what up, da da da. Now, you know, I get to fall back and be ladyish and allow you to be a man. And a few months back, I had this conversation. One of the shows is called Let Him Lead. And we talked about allowing men to be men in those spaces. A lot of the times, and this is just for the most part, in the African American, throughout the African American diaspora, Afro-Caribbean diaspora, a lot of women, they're forced to be masculine because of circumstances and things that have happened throughout their life. It's not that they specifically want to be masculine, but they've had to carry that load for so long, they don't know how to be ladyish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just learning how to fall back and be like, all right, babe, take care of that. Because sometimes Brooklyn come out
of
me, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, it came out one time.
Fuck that shit, son.
It came out one time. But you caught yourself. I ain't gonna lie, you did catch yourself.
Yeah, so I guess expectations, I don't really have expectations. I'm just letting every day go as, you know, I'm taking it one day at a time, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Now, when you hear the word or term marriage, what comes to mind?
You really gonna ask me that question? What comes to mind?
Yeah.
Till death do us part.
So, prior to 2023, prior to 2023, I think in late 2022, I was okay with the idea of matrimony. But prior to that, my concept of marriage and the idea and ideals behind marriage didn't add up, because I know for certain, and I still hold these values true, I know for certain that one person can't give you everything that you need. But I also understand that with open and honest communication, you can work through any discrepancies that you may have or needs or desires that you may request. Like me personally, I'm not interested in having children. I have no problem with you having a side chick or a concubine to birth your child, because I ain't doing it. I don't mind. Now listen to your bitches. No. I'm just saying. Like, those are things that I'm, like, I'm open to having conversations about, if that's something, that's a road that you want to go down. When I think of marriage, the term marriage, like I said, prior to 2022, I thought of it, like, unnecessary. It was just a way for somebody to have control over you, because I feel like if you're together in a particular space, and you guys live together and do things together, it's great, and you can still have that relationship. But after having signed that contract and understanding what the vows mean, and having spent time in the same space with you as a wife, matrimony means so much more than just the paper. Yes, in a relationship, you can have the same type of things, but in a marriage, you have a sense of obligation. It's almost obligatory that you do certain things, that you provide certain things, that you give certain information. Like, before, I would never call and be like, oh, I'm out, I'll be back at XYZ. Like, I'm a grown woman. I have no reason to give you any time. If we together and we living in the house, you know I'm coming home. As a wife, I call the check, make sure that you ate, make sure that you're eating, find out when you're coming home, when I'm coming home, XYZ. Even if I'm out of the country, I make sure I give you a call and be like, hey, this is what happened, blah, 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 send you a text, let you know that I love you, I miss you, blah, blah. Those are things that we do differently, because now that person is constantly on your mind. I could be in a relationship and 2-3 days go by and I'd be like, oh, let me call such and such. It's different.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I gotta make sure that I gotta call and check in and make sure that you know where I'm at all times.
Why?
Just courtesy. So you don't have no speculation I'm doing something crazy or something.
I think speculation regards people that are insecure. I'm definitely not insecure. I have no reason to be insecure.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't think it's necessarily about speculation. I'm like, shit, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm like, shit, I'm going to do this. I mean, that's just my personality in general.
Yeah, you very outspoken. If you want to say it that way. Yeah, I just want to make sure that you know that I'm doing something. I'm not doing nothing crazy. I'm just out here grinding, trying to work, trying to find something, get a little extra chunk change or whatever, and come home.
Okay. What makes a happy home?
A happy wife.
A happy wife? Okay. No, seriously, what makes a happy home? How do you define a happy home, and what makes you content as a man in a relationship? What keeps you content, I should say?
I don't like arguments. I hate arguments.
Yeah, but you can't keep that bottled up inside you.
I know it. I just don't like arguments. I'll talk about it, but I'll tell you how I feel quickly. I'll tell you, I don't like that, but we can talk about it.
Yeah, I don't like arguments either. I say my piece and be like, all right, I'm good. I don't I don't go back on it. I don't think about it. After I say my shit, then I done with it. Now, if I want to be an asshole, I can keep bringing up the same thing just because I'm being an asshole. But for the most part, yeah, I don't be into that long talk. I ain't into that long talk.
No, just like this. Keep everything clean. Try to keep that positive vibe and make sure that you're happy and content.
Right.
Because if you're not happy and content, then the whole mood is going to be off.
So why marriage?
We mature. And it was about that time.
So basically, I was like the choice. I was just there at the right moment at the right time.
No, why are you gonna say it like that?
Cause you like we mature. We, you know, it's about time.
We mature. We, it's about time. Really, for me, it was about time.
Okay.
Being up there was got tired of being lonely.
I'm so tired of being lonely. I'm not even gonna lie. I was feeling the dust on the clock, like, woo, buddy. Yeah, I need somebody to rock in the rocking chair with me and rub my legs and things, you know, the Ben Gay.
Me, I was like, this ain't life. There gotta be somebody out there for me. Cause these little scooter bugs, as I call them.
Scooter bugs.
Scooter bugs. I can't say what I'm being somewhat okay and political correct without cussing.
Okay. Scooter bugs.
Scooter bugs. But if I'm allowed to cuss, I'm going to say assholes.
Okay.
Excuse my French.
That was English, but anyway, go ahead.
Wee wee. Pee pee. All that good stuff. But nah, I guess some of these girls don't know what they want. It's like some of them high maintenance. Okay, prime example. The girl talking about you can't have this job, this job, this job, this job. What happened is working at McDonald's, that's a man's second job. He's trying to get extra money. You gonna condemn him for not having for having that second job at McDonald's?
I think that it's more about having, I think it's more about having higher goals and standards as opposed to the position that you're in. Because you can have a second job at McDonald's, but what are you investing that money in? You know, outside of creating debt, like what assets are you investing that in? And that's the conversation that a lot of people don't talk about, right? I have no problem with the blue-collar worker, but we have to be building, there has to be some type of investment into assets, into business, into wealth growth and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, we will forever
be in debt
and working check to check to pay bills to keep us one step away from poverty, and that's not the life. Mm-hmm. That's not the goal. You know, I want to travel. I travel.
You want to do more traveling.
I want to travel with my partner.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I do my gigs, I want my partner to be with me.
Right.
He has to have that ability to either travel with me or to make income while traveling with me. Which is why, you know.
That's a good thought.
I chose somebody that's kind of in the industry that I'm in. So that
what you talking about? What you mean, kind of?
I'm just saying, you know. I chose somebody that's kind of in the industry that I'm in.
Okay.
So that I have an opportunity to be able to work, play, laugh,
and enjoy.
And make money. Together.
Yeah. We did have fun. We did enjoy. We did pick out a whole lot of people.
Oh boy, here we go. Well, you know, great minds don't talk about people, they talk about ideas and investments. And mostly, great minds think like Africa a lot. Anyway, it's the one and only Africa a lot. Today was a short show. I wanted to reintroduce you to yours truly and introduce you to my better half. We will be back with another episode. We're going to get into this life now and life in relationships after a certain age.
Wow.
Until next week, I'm going to hit y'all with some music and then we're going to get up out of here, all right? Big shout out to all my folks in Fair, Worldwide, and Continental. Y'all stay tuned for more great conversations right here on Being Africa a Lot. These are the things that influence and mold me. Yo, what up, Trill?
What the dealie?
Africa a Lot.
Man, what's happening, culture?
What's happening, culture, man?
Man, you wouldn't believe what that girl said to me.
Man, what she said, bro?
She said she had a man.
She did.
Huh? But she wanted a one-night stand.
Oh, man.
I told her she was getting herself in some trouble.
She sure lived.
But man, let me tell you what happened, brother.
Man, what happened?
Yeah. You're gonna love this, dog.
Man, I couldn't believe what she said to me. She said she needed just one night for me to set her free. I said, hold up, darling. Please pump your brakes. I've been around long enough to know that you're making a mistake. She said, hold up, okay. I got a man at home. And don't get me wrong, I love his really strong. He pays the bills, take care of my baby. But when it comes to the bedroom, he's not my favorite. She need a one-night stand. She need a one-night stand.
Don't tell me what you want if it ain't me. That's speaking a different language I don't speak. That's like playing around fire with gasoline.
Boy, you gonna
if you're only talking but don't walk it, let me know. Cause I'll be more than happy to show you the door. Cause my time is valuable.
Oh,
if you're gonna love me, then
love me.
If you're gonna leave me, then
leave me.
Don't leave me hanging. Don't sell me no dream. If you're gonna love me, then
love me.
If you're gonna leave me, then
my 9 to 5. Some days I get home tired. I'm just trying not to get myself high. Cause I need this job. But
on the weekend
I'ma have me a drink or two.
I know I may not have everything I want, but sound good. Well, this song goes out to anybody that got somebody. Somebody they might want to hold on to. Somebody that they go home to at night. See, that's what I call a good thing. And I got me a good thing, too. And you see, I don't want to lose. Listen, I used to hang out every night. Running around in the clubs. Yeah, I thought I had everything. I thought I never needed love. That's when God sent an angel straight down from up above. She came and swept me off my feet. Showed me the meaning of true love. Now my friends, yeah, they ask me why I don't hang like I used to. Some even laugh and call me name like old man. Party pooper, but I found me a good thing, and I don't care what they say. Tell them when I get time, I might come through, but I can't come through the day. Can't stay too long, I gotta keep moving. My girl, she waiting. I don't wanna be foolish. Got a good thing going on, and I ain't trying to lose.
Mind, I can see your arms wrapped around me. I know it's gonna be a long time before I'm back where I wanna be. I've been a little fragile for a while and I'm trying not to let it break me. I'm all by myself, the only thing that helps is the taste of your sweet memory. I just want you to know you're the reason I will never let go.
Every time that you see me, baby, you see me with a champion. You can catch me on Friday, chilling at the hole in the wall, dancing with Miss Kathy, and I don't think she have on no draws. Wait a minute, they call me Pokey, Big Pokey Bear.
Song about when a young woman comes of age and she wants a more mature player to. Well, anyway, she wrote a song about it. Want a year? Here it go.
Sometimes you need a slow dance, a little romance in your life, someone to treat you right, some roses in a credit card to buy anything. Baby, baby, you're like a perfect design of mine. So easy loving you, love.
you. It's so easy, the beautiful sexy body, but you stay on my mind all night. Ooh, I think that love has finally got me on my knees. And I didn't expect for it to hit me so suddenly.
Tell her this.
Yeah, man.
Girl, you keep on talking, all that talk, talking about what you gonna do, baby, if you get me alone.
What you gonna do?
Talking about how you gonna turn me out. Now, what is that all about? I'm just trying to understand. Baby, tell me what's your plans. Girl, you keep on talking. All that talk. You gon' make me put it on you until you can't walk. I'ma take it out through there. Yeah, I'ma take it out through there. Ooh, if you keep
hell
on
no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, to the no, 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 no. Listen,
sister Etta, sister Ruth, y'all ushers, make sure that everybody get a seat. Sister Lily, man, go in the kitchen, cause when I get through, I need to eat. Come on! Fix me collard greens and cornbread and rice, chicken breasts, oxtails on the side. That's all right. Deacon Frank, get my dog truck ready, cause when I get through, I need to ride. Come on, come on, come on! Deacon Big Rock. My name Bishop Bullwacker, from the First Church, nothing but the truth. Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay, open the door, let them in, turn them loose. First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. That's all right. Thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, I'm not insane. Come on, come on. I ain't gonna preach too long. Ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning, hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on, come on, hell no. To the no, no.
Is dedicated to all of the people that work in 9 to 5.
It's the B-Team DJ.
I forgot how I used the baddest DJ in them. These gals can't test. They can't test. No one could diss the mixtress.